Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Evan Boucher back in his own zone now with Ekholm. But Colson, nice pass across. Here's Jackson. Scores! Leon Draisaitl's won it! In game four for the Oilers, and the series is tied at 2.
Oh, man.
Game four last night in Florida. Stanley Cup final tied at 2 games apiece. Another overtime game last night. Not much out of your guy, Brad Marchand, Keith. You're kind of sweating that one out.
Yeah, he's quiet a little bit. Whew. No, I know a lot of people are rooting for him.
Yeah.
You know? Get that guy another cup.
I haven't checked the updated Conn Smythe odds.
Yeah, it's probably lowered a little bit.
I don't know where those went after last night.
I would think Draisaitl's going to be moving up. Don't you think?
Yeah, one would think. I actually am reminded now. We got a text early in the show that I meant to read earlier about a cash out option for the Stanley Cup final.
I got the Conn Smythe odds real quick while you look at that.
Give me that.
Sam Bennett is the favorite. So even though the series is even 2 games apiece, Sam Bennett is plus 140. Leon Draisaitl, now second after another game winner, he's plus 230. Connor McDavid,
this
plus 270?
Like, this is value.
This is a buying opportunity.
Buying opportunity.
Buying opportunity.
Not a sucker's bet.
No.
McDavid has the third best odds?
Come on.
Seriously.
And there's at least 2 more games.
If they win the cup, he's getting it. Draisaitl won't get it over him. I don't care. I don't
Unless
care what
he has
the point.
2 more game winners.
I don't care what it is.
They
I don't care.
Draisaitl for not winning the heart by giving him the consequence.
I doubt it. I mean, yeah. Look, you follow it closer than me, but I highly
doubt
that.
McDavid would win.
Buying opportunity.
Plus 270. Run. Don't walk.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Brad Marchand still fourth at plus 1,700 now.
Okay, that's a drop. But what was he at the other day? 400? 450?
But he went from like plus 2,100 to plus 400, back down to plus 1,700 because he had a quiet game and they lost.
Okay.
And then Matt Tkachuk is like plus 3,000. That rounds out your top five.
That's maybe Marchand buying opportunity.
Marchand maybe.
Yeah.
Plunk down on both. Guarantee yourself something.
No, Bobrovsky. He really sank like a stone.
He did. Edmonton, they made their goalie switch last night when they fell behind 3-0. They got Stu Skinner out of there. Pickard comes in.
3-0.
Yeah.
At home with Taylor Swift watching. And you fumble it away.
What was that?
I don't know why they were there. I don't know. Kelsey and Swift were both there. Obviously, they made a big deal out of it. Like, the football game always make a big deal out of it.
Don't you assume the league was, like, paying them to be there or something like that to, like, get their ratings
up?
I'm
like, what's the connection?
I mean, honestly, like, they're really in love. I'm not skeptical of their relationship.
Well, I love, and so they seem to be in it.
But I think they were there to make a few bucks. They're just sitting in. Were they even in, like, a suite?
I think so.
Were they?
I think that was a suite. Well, they weren't like
had to have been.
They weren't in the crowd,
but it kind of looked like they were.
No,
but just be as simple as two people that can say, "Hey, I want to go to this. Let's go."
They can't. They can go anywhere they want.
You know what I mean? Like if we had that kind of FU money, like you'd be like, "Yeah, what the hell? Let's go out to this."
I don't even know that.
Would you go to Game 4 of the Stanley Cup? If you had,
I'm saying like I don't even know that I would want to do that.
No,
you think
but it's
Taylor
like
Swift to Travis Kelce,
Florida and Edmonton. Travis Kelce. Who knows if he's a hockey
Sunrise from Disney?
Far. It's close to Miami, I think.
I've never been to Sunrise. But so they're there. Yeah, it seems very odd. By all accounts, she's never said a word about hockey. He is from Ohio, plays for Kansas City.
It's an hour from Miami.
Yeah, but on a private jet, it's 2 minutes.
Good point. To Orlando, Bill, it is
in the parking lot?
3 hours and 19 minutes right down Alligator Alley.
Okay, never mind that theory.
Yeah.
Who asked who? Was Travis like, hey, Taylor, do you want to go to the hockey game?
No,
she's
no.
like, what now?
No. Turner Sports asked them. And
paid
they're like, we're paying you to go. So that people will talk about our broadcast because no one's watching these games. I mean, that's what I mean, look. I believe in their relationship.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm not very skeptical at all when it comes to them, but that they were grabbing a check last night is for sure what that was.
They're paid to go.
Yeah.
To some, I mean,
good for that.
If they show up in Edmonton, you really know something's up.
Seriously.
What? Taylor Swift.
They're just ping-ponging around the country because they love hockey?
They just
you ever seen them at a hockey?
I've never seen them at a hockey.
Do they go to Indiana?
They should go to NBA Finals game.
Honestly, you know Adam Silver somewhere pounded a desk when he saw that.
He's like, oh my God. We can
actually,
get them?
This would be like if they're on OKC, not Indiana.
Like, everybody was going crazy because Reggie Miller was at the game. It's like, Reggie Miller calls the games and he played for the team. What's the big deal? And you're like, well, guess what?
Guess what?
Kelsey and Swift just are huge sports fans.
Did you say this on the air or off the air? Kelsey's just massive in Cleveland these days, bigger than LeBron, you said?
He was everywhere. Like they, because he and Jason have like a beer. They have like a lime light lager or whatever.
That sounds up my alley.
And it was everywhere.
That doesn't sound like up your alley, but that sounds up my alley.
Nice. My buddy got it at one of the bars we were at, and it was like way more expensive than he thought. He was like, what the hell is this? He's like, good Lord. He's like, the beer's fine, but he's like, why is this twice the price of everything else? But like their faces are in a lot of spots, and like, yeah, they're very proud of the Kelseys.
Not to go down this rabbit hole, but since we're here, did you see the Jason Kelce tattoo that the Eagles fan got?
Yeah, yeah. Not, he didn't get it. The Eagles fan
I'm
got
sorry.
It.
The fan got the Jason a tattoo of Jason Kelce.
I thought it was very lewd.
Nude.
Yeah. Well,
but
tastefully covered up
by an eagle head.
Yeah.
An eagle's face.
In his crotch.
Maybe I should say face.
Yeah, like a Jason Kelce tattoo, kind of cartoonish, but also very detailed at the same time.
Somewhat, rock flag and eagle!
Somewhat erotic or very erotic?
Is there a former player that you would get a tattoo of?
Sure. Any,
yeah, who?
If you want a nice JJ Barea tattoo.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. With like a little husky face on there. Yeah.
What about like the
king? It's a pinup?
It's a little furry.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, have you not seen them?
No, I never saw it.
Terp.
It's intense.
Terp, I know it took you a minute to correct Vorman Bates and Norman Bates for that graphic, but if you want to get the Jason Kelce tat, I think Twitch deserves to see it if they haven't yet.
You know what I think would be a good one is like the Ken Griffey Jr. swing, like the silhouette of his swing with like his hat on backwards.
His legs kind of like twisted to cover everything
thigh.
Up.
Yeah. On like my outer thigh. So when I'm at the beach, I just kind of hike it up a little bit. You guys see this? You're like, is that Ken Griffey Jr. swing? Like, yeah, not bad. And then the latest craze now is people get knocked out for these tattoos.
What do you mean?
Like they go under.
Oh,
like,
I thought you meant like punched out.
Oh, they get knocked out.
No, what athlete were we talking about?
It was like Deshaun Watson and Anthony Richardson.
You have tattoos.
Yeah, I have two tattoos and I was awake for both of them.
Billy, you have tattoos?
You got tattoos.
Nick?
I have tattoos, awake for all of them.
Nick?
No, but I would be awake.
Yeah.
I would be put under.
You'd
go to sleep. I'd be put under.
Just a little thing, too. It's like initials, and you're like, I'll knock me out, please.
Shocker, I have no tattoos, but I would be put under like you read about.
Yeah, get up now.
Yeah.
Sick brag, bro. Yeah.
No, but did you end up
My body is my temple, so
I understand
if you want to leave it alone.
And you treat it as such. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Look at this.
That is.
So if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, that is an Eagles fan
that's hot.
Getting what appears to be like a sunburnt Jason Kelce tattooed onto him with the eagle over his... His penis. So, for lack of a better word. Did you end up paying off that thing you were talking about? There was a cash out opportunity. Did you read that?
No, I did not.
So,
I'm sorry.
Get there.
Yeah.
Close the loop on that. So there was I think it was before the series began.
Yeah.
Somebody put several hams down on the Oilers to win the cup.
Yes. 10 hams, which I feel like I didn't even read the first time. Hey, guys, I got 10 hams.
10
wow. Talk about
100 clams.
Money bags.
If we're doing buck a clam, I assume.
I got 10 hams
on
a series win for Edmonton. Back to even money on the cash out. Okay, so you can get
100. So you just get your money back
You get your 100 clams back.
So do you think they can win two out of the next three or not?
I don't feel as strongly as I did at the beginning of the series about Edmonton winning. Should I cash out?
Well, what's the payout, I guess, would be my first question. I don't know what the odds were at the beginning of the series. It couldn't have been great, actually.
He says he's getting his money back, so I'm assuming you're getting your 100 back. I would let it ride.
If you have 10 hams to lose, why would you want it back?
So now Nick also has a good point on this, you know? If you got 100 clams to put down. 100 clams.
100 clams, 10 hams.
A game and a controller to put down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking if
I would let it ride, but I'm not cash out Keith. Let's not cash out Keith over here. Yeah.
Right now you have let's just say you have $0, right? Because you've committed the 100.
Uh-huh.
So if Edmonton wins two of the next three, you're essentially gonna take home 200, or you could right now take home 100.
Oh yeah.
Don't you think that's basically what we're talking about?
You're probably doubling your money. Yes. Yeah. Let it ride.
I'd let it ride. Florida just gave up a 3-0 lead. And two of these games are gonna be in Edmonton.
I was gonna say Edmonton has home ice back.
Yeah, I think the Oilers win it now. So I would keep it going.
I don't think, like, if you're asking me to pick it, I would still pick Florida in the series, but I...
Oh, really?
But I would let it ride. Okay. I'm not a cash-out guy.
You're not an oil man?
No, especially I'm not a cash-out guy, especially if I'm not making a profit.
Yeah.
I'm just getting my money back. Why would you do that?
Cash-out kings. You can make a lot of money cashing out.
I wouldn't do that. Although I bet the apps love my advice.
Yeah.
I bet all the apps are like, yeah, listen to him. Don't cash out.
It's true.
If they're offering you a cash-out, they want you to take it. That's my logic.
But I don't get the... I don't really get it because right now the odds are fairly even. Like if you just bet the series now, not the game, but like the series, Edmonton I'm seeing is -118, Florida's -102. So couldn't you like cash out and then put like 50 back on? Like if you really want to get in the weeds on that, and then that way you for sure win some.
Wait, say that again?
So right now you could cash out $100.
Sure.
Or you let it ride and potentially could lose it all or win 200.
I see.
So you cash out, you take five of those hams, stuff them in your pocket, take the other five hams, put them back on the Oilers, and then if you win that, you're taking home 100. Now you're up like you're 150.
Got it. Yeah, no, I get it. You're protecting yourself.
Long story short, I would just let it ride.
But yeah. Okay, so cash out Keith says let it ride.
Yeah,
then we're officially let that
team
ride.
Let it ride.
Okay, good. I do think Florida wins the series though, but look, Edmonton has home ice back. The series has been phenomenal, and you know, I have found myself watching more of it than I expected. I didn't expect to watch a lot of the Stanley Cup final. And some of it is definitely Marchand related.
For sure.
But
three of the games have gone to overtime.
Well, this is it. Like, a lot of time, I'm not watching the full game. Like, I'm not going to pretend I'm sitting here watching 60 minutes of hockey. I'm not. I'm in. I'm out. I watched that terrible Titan submersible documentary.
Man, why'd you start that? There's so many things on TV.
My wife wanted me to watch it. I watched it. It was.
So you'll watch that, but not Tires.
Well, correct.
Dude, watch Tires.
When I got some,
you get that good Everclear joke.
I already gave you one.
I'm gonna be so mad watching it. I'm gonna be like,
"This is so funny! Why didn't I watch this sooner?"
I'm gonna be surprised. You ruined it.
I know what's coming next. He's gonna play the Everclear song.
Don't watch
the submersible thing.
So I was in and out, but when you turn it on, you're like, "Oh, there's 10 minutes left. Let's see how this is going." Edmonton goes ahead. It's 4-3. You're like, "Wow." 20 seconds left or whatever it was, final minute of the game, Florida evens it up. You're like, here we go. It's overtime. Great game, back and forth. I mean, they're more fun in Edmonton because the crowd's more into it.
Oh, yeah.
You can
only get so
into it in Florida.
Oh, well, you had a celebrity couple in
attendance. You do have Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift in the house. True. Fair point, Keith.
The question is, will there be a game five?
I think it's been a pretty entertaining series from what I've watched, and I've watched way more of it than I expected. I'm curious if you out there have been doing the same.
What's absolutely crazy, and we were talking about this before the series began, is you hear Florida-Edmonton, and you're just like, oh, God. Not only is it the second year in a row, but you're like, Florida-Edmonton. It's the best possible matchup that doesn't involve the Bruins for Bruins fans.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. You have the best player in the world, and then you have Brad Marchand in the series. And Florida is the team that I think most of us hate the most. We even hate Florida more than Montreal. And then Edmonton, I know it's not a huge market or anything, but they really have two of the three best players in the world or whatever. Like, so you're getting a chance to watch them. There's no other possible non-Bruins matchup that you'd be like, that'd be better. I think there'd be like a little bit of buzz for Vegas just because of Bruce Cassidy or, you know, somehow the Blues got there because of Montgomery. But when it's a coach and not a player, that kind of wears off. You're like, oh, that's a cool story. But to get you to tune in every night, I don't think it would have the same effect.
Well, and you watch the way they play. And not just Florida, but you watch Edmonton and just the speed Edmonton has. It's very different than the heavy game that Florida plays. But you watch those two teams and you do realize, I mean, the Bruins are nowhere, just nowhere in the same zip code.
It's a far cry.
I mean, they're so far away from it. I mean, could they be a playoff team next year? Maybe. I mean, I don't totally rule that
out. Our guy Razor was saying that. Friend of the show?
What was he saying?
He was on Twitter. He was doing something with a video, and he said they will be in the playoffs.
Oh, they will be a playoff. So he's bullish on the Bruins.
He's being positive about the Bruins, which
does he like the Sturmhier?
Probably.
I would guess. I would assume without
I'm guessing he likes most of it.
Hearing and or seeing it, I would assume he likes the Sturmhier.
Yeah, he's got him back in the playoffs big time.
I would guess.
Yeah.
How could you not be inspired by the Sturmhier?
But I'm saying, like, half the league makes the playoffs. So if they're a playoff team, maybe, but they're a million miles away from that. How do you get back to that? And something tells me Marco Sturm ain't the answer to getting back to that.
No.
And keeping Don Sweeney and Cam Neely employed, not the answer.
I mean, the easiest way back is Swayman has to play out of his mind. And we've seen glimpses of it really more so 2 years ago than we did last year. But if Swayman plays insane, and if Pasternak has another like top five scoring type of year and McAvoy's healthy all year, I know that's only three guys, but that's your best path. Those are three. You have three potentially elite guys, right? Pasternak is.
Yeah.
Swayman and McAvoy at times
been,
can be.
McAvoy's been top five in the Norris before.
Has he?
I thought so. I thought he was fifth 1 year. I think he's been fifth and fourth, actually. Last year was a down year for him. He was also hurt. You know, he played in the silly Four Nations and got himself hurt.
It was not silly. We enjoyed it at the time.
I had a brief moment of weakness where
they finished
enjoyed it.
Fifth and fourth back.
You're
to
right.
Back.
Yeah. So he has been a top.
So you know
five
what
guy.
It was those 2 years that I think set my expectation too high, because it was like after that I was like, oh, he should be like a finalist every year.
I think he's overrated, but I'm just telling you.
No, but he's good.
He has the potential to be, as you said, an elite ish guy, a top five guy. He has the potential to be that, and Swayman definitely does. So I agree with you on all those counts. Is Marco Sturm the guy to get the most out of him?
Yeah,
I have no idea, but I don't feel good about it.
He got a lot out of the Ontario rain,
but I haven't been following Razor's Twitter account, so I don't know.
No.
He won silver with Drysdale in the Olympics. Oh wait.
No, Drysdale was on the team.
It was with a bunch of plumbers in an Olympics that didn't count. Right, I forgot about that.
All the scabs. It's all scab players that year. They won it. They did. They're on the podium, though. It's pretty good.
It's true.
You know, more than Team USA was doing.
Yeah, I can't bring my even while you're watching an entertaining brand of hockey, I can't bring myself to get overly excited about the Bruins.
No.
It is interesting, though, because they have some money to spend. And you're telling me they can make a run at Sam Bennett, who might be the Conn Smythe winner. That would make me interested if they wanted to make a run at a guy like that. I also do think Don Sweeney armed with draft picks. I don't want him drafting them.
Can he trade them?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
And so there is a chance out of the clouds that the Bruins have an interesting offseason. Now, that doesn't guarantee anything. They had an interesting offseason last year.
They did.
And it was real stinky.
They brought in a couple of guys. It didn't do much.
But you want to get me buying back in on the Bruins, some trades, go after Sam Bennett, you know, throw around a little more Jeremy Jacobs' money. It didn't work last year. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it again. So to me, I don't totally rule out the Bruins could do that, but they feel mostly irrelevant right now. I don't think the Marco Sturm hire helped in that regard. So if I had to pick it, that'd be my guess. They don't really do much. They sit there, they draft.
Kind of hang out.
They sell a youth movement.
Right.
They try to talk us into Don Sweeney actually not being that bad.
They're like, well, Swayman look good in the Worlds or whatever. Like, okay.
Right. You want to talk about another meaningless tournament? But people talk about that. Like, oh, and I'm happy Jeremy Swayman played well there.
No, that's better than not.
It's the best of all the guys who didn't make the play. It's like, it's not a best-on-best tournament. It's not even close.
No.
And so I don't put a ton of stock in. I'm happy. I'd rather have him play well there than crappy.
Yeah, I don't know. If that gives him, he's a strange guy, and if for some reason he holds on to that, and that gives him confidence for next season, and it helps him shake off this season, then great. I'll take it.
It's a good text here.
Yeah.
At 617-779-7937. Razor is like the Andy Pettit kind of friend of the show at this point.
is true. That the difference is we've met Razor. Lance Dobbins, I don't think, ever even met Andy Pettit, his best friend.
It's true. We'll get to all your feedback here coming up. We'll have the week in review at 12:45. A lot of good stuff there, I'm sure. Plus, we have the Friday 4-pack coming your way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Jones and Keefe on a Friday. It's time now for the Friday four-pack. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I said it's a Friday. It's Friday the 13th. If you missed our top five Friday earlier today, the top five horror movie villains, it's up now at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Spoiler alert, no Jason in there.
Despite no Jason Voorhees, although it was
despite the Friday the 13th.
Yeah, the inspiration for the list.
Thank you.
But that's fine.
We have none.
He's very good. If he's in your personal top five out there, I get it. Guys, you've racked up a lot of kills over the years.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe the most kills over the years. But yeah, just didn't crack our top five. It's a competitive field.
It's a very, you know? Very competitive field. Yeah. So check those out if you missed any of it. Odyssey app, Audacy. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. We'll get to the Celtics coming up, their offseason, and what's in store for them. But it's time for the Friday four-pack. What's first up in the four-pack, Billy?
All right, where does Aaron Judge rank amongst baseball players in the last 10 years?
Okay. He's way up there,
too.
He has to be. Would you say Shohei Ohtani?
I would say Ohtani and then probably him. When was Ortiz's last year?
Oh, yeah, but if you're saying like in the last 10 years,
right?
Like I don't know if you would count
the tail end of David Ortiz.
Yeah.
Right, that was one of his best seasons, too, in 16.
No, he did have a great season, but that was like literally the first year. No, I'm saying
that's
like,
kind of the only other thing I was thinking. But yeah, I my gut reaction would be two. Even ahead of guys like Betts and players like that, I think he's two after Ohtani.
So Trout, if you go back to 16, does have two MVPs, a runner-up, a fourth and a fifth, and an eighth place finish. So I don't think
that's
you can sleep on
good.
Trout.
All right, so maybe three?
So Ohtani, Trout, Judge, then Betts? Mookie Betts has got to be
Betts
up there,
too. Betts is definitely in there.
Betts is in the mix.
Not counting pitchers?
Honestly, no, you can.
Kershaw, Verlander.
Honestly, Judge or Trout? Like, is that a crazy debate?
Yes.
Judge stinks in the postseason.
But no, for their careers, it's a crazy debate.
And Judge has been on a much better team. Yeah, but I don't know.
This is are you ready for this? You're sitting down?
Uh-huh.
This is Mike Trout's seasons where he finished in the MVP.
Yeah.
Second, first, fourth, second, first, fifth, eighth.
Yeah. The sheeple were all just voting. They're all just like in on the same thing. Like, let's all vote for Mike Trout.
All right, here's Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
There's a couple years where he didn't even get votes, but second, 12th, fourth, first, 15th, first.
15th is no good. So two MVPs, though. He matches Trout with the MVPs. Trout with two since 16.
Right. So if you're doing this whole career, say Trout. But this 10-year window, I mean, Judge has been.
I like the profile of. I like the profile of a 50 homer guy too.
I mean, how about a 60 homer guy?
I'm just saying, but
62?
Like
58.
But I'm saying a guy who you're so high 50s. I like the profile of that over
I feel like Trout was in the high 40s.
The all around, some years. All right. Mean, you have his numbers up front of me. Maybe I'm sleeping on Trout too much in the power department.
Trout had a 45,
yep,
a 41, a 40.
Okay.
So a bunch in the 30s.
Three times in the 40s?
Yeah.
Nah.
He was never 30-30.
Never got to the playoffs. Hardly
oh, no,
ever.
He was. I'm sorry. His rookie year, he was 30 home runs, 49 steals.
Now, look, if Trout were on the Yankees, would he have made the playoffs? Sure. And Judge stinks when he gets to the playoffs, and that's a fair thing to hold against him.
Yeah.
But, okay. I mean, I think Ohtani should be one, but we're debating Judge v. Trout, two over the last decade.
Yeah.
I mean, he's second or third.
And
he's
if
ahead,
you take out
he's
a couple of Trout's early seasons, you might make a case for Judge. Plus, this season, you know, if you add this season to it, Judge is projecting as the MVP, whereas Trout is not. Judge already has 25 ding-dongs this year.
Yeah.
Like, good Lord.
You. Not leading baseball.
You might want him in a...
Well, no. I mean, he's going up against the big dumper. I mean, what chance do you have?
You might want him in a ding-dong league. There's no,
Judge?
There's no doubt about that. What's he hitting now? He's dropped off a little bit. He's still 390?
Still like 395.
No, he's all the way down to 392.
So, I mean, come on.
He's on pace. Obviously, the average would be the same. So, he's on pace for 392. He's on pace for 60 home runs and 143 RBI.
I don't think it's crazy to take Judge over Trout, like, career-wise. I don't think that's crazy.
Career,
it's
wouldn't, but
anyway, it's
yeah.
early, but yeah, yeah. He's trending that way, where it's a real debate.
He is.
So anyway.
He is 33, though.
Where'd you settle?
He's
yeah, Judge came up real late.
Yeah, that's true. Is he 33?
Yeah, he is.
All right, that's older than I thought.
I would go Ohtani, Trout, Judge, Betts.
I would go Ohtani, Judge, Trout, Betts.
Okay.
Are we missing anybody else obvious?
Yeah, maybe. Freddie Freeman's been really good. Bryce Harper's been really good.
Oh,
but
that's a good one. Harper's a good
Harper's
one.
Really good. And you know what,
Paul
too?
Skeens.
Aaron Judge would have won another MVP, actually, if Jose Altuve didn't know what pitch was coming.
That's a good
he
point.
Lost that year.
That is
that.
True. That's and Trout point. And Judge are the same age.
Where's Devers in the last
Trout
decade?
Trout and Judge are the same
yeah,
age.
Trout's also 33.
Where's Devers in the last decade?
Devers is lower.
Like 25.
He's significantly
probably
lower.
Probably lower than yeah. that. Oh, they're the same age? That's ridiculous.
Wow.
And Judge probably has like five more years left, and Trout's basically done.
Yeah.
And maybe that's too
but
hard.
But he plays so a lot more games.
Yeah, but he's going
around in center field for 20 years.
He's going back on the IL in yeah. no time. Okay, that's question number one. What else we got, Billy?
What team will Kevin Durant be on next season?
Oh, man, not the Suns. We can start there.
Rockets.
You think Rockets?
Yeah, I'm not telling you it's a good move, but that feels like where if I'm Houston, I do think you need a true number one. Like, Şengün is not a one. I don't think Amen Thompson's ever going to be a one.
No.
Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks probably both think they're ones, for God's sakes. So I understand the mindset of them looking at it and going, if we have a true number one, and Durant maybe isn't like a franchise number one, but like a number one scoring option,
yeah,
I could see themselves talking themselves into it. I'm not telling you it'd be a good move, but I got to bet where he's going to wind up. I would bet on Houston.
What if the Spurs miss out on like Giannis and Jaylen Brown and are like, well, we can figure out something and get him in there? Durant playing with Wemby.
I think it's a good option. Again, yeah. I don't know it's going to work wherever he winds up.
No, he's a loser who's won.
He's
We've made that very clear.
Loser who won twice.
He did win twice. Yeah. Yeah, he did win twice. Like the Nets have all this cap space, but like, they're not taking him back.
No, he's definitely not.
He's
going
not
back
going there.
No, I mean, I think we pretty much hit on the teams where he could go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a tough one to figure out because he is still like good. Like you put him on any court, any night, he can score 25 to 30, no problem.
Could score 25,
but yeah, he couldn't even get the team to the playoffs.
Brings a lot of baggage. Yeah. Right? How much does he improve the team? Really? Talk about Trout getting hurt. This guy could get hurt at any point in time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
His little boy body.
He's slender man.
So
he and Chet.
Are we missing any other? Those
no,
feel like
there's
the two,
definitely got to be somebody else.
Those feel like the two most obvious ones.
Yeah.
I mean. I don't know. I never.
Twitch chat says Minnesota.
I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Miami is another team. I say this with Giannis all the time. Like, I never totally rule out Miami.
Danny Ainge has always liked him. Would Utah try to get him in there? He goes to Utah.
I mean, Ainge might try.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's signing off on any. He's like, I'll stay in Phoenix.
I mean,
thank you very much.
He's been on a lot of teams.
Okay.
I don't know how the Lakers can get him. Probably not.
Are him and LeBron close at all? Not really, right? What's their deal?
Good question. Do they overlap on any Olympic teams?
If LeBron, oh yeah, good point. Maybe they like each other from Team USA. If LeBron likes them, they're in the mix. Actually,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. What else, Billy?
What's the biggest animal you could beat up?
It's not very big.
What do you think it is?
Could I
fight an animal? Yeah, like what animal
could
would you
I
fight?
Beat up like a really vicious raccoon? I'm not even sure.
No, I don't
like an angry raccoon. I don't think so. It's gonna be smaller than that.
Now, and it can't be like a sea animal on land. That's not fair. It's
I just let it die. A whale on land.
Like, come on, bud. Come on, bud. Come get me.
I could beat a great white shark.
He's like,
You won't come on land. You won't come on land.
Yeah, I dare you.
Squirrel.
It's you think a squirrel like you could beat up a squirrel?
Like an angry squirrel. I could take an angry squirrel.
They're quick.
I don't know. Like I had a giant
squirrel took on they the are. Entire Lampoon family.
Say it again.
That squirrel took on the entire Griswold family.
That's true. Came at you. I saw a gigantic groundhog in my backyard one time, and I was like, I don't feel great about this.
I don't want to mess with that. Yeah.
No, he was nasty, and he was like hissing at Harrow.
The noise they make.
He was hissing at him.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Harrow just set-
like Busch Gardens. Like always, some kind of animal back there.
There is.
Your yard is like Busch
Gardens. It is. It's
minus
insane.
The rides, of course.
The ermines are gone. But yeah, Harrow just sat down. He was like staring at him, and the thing was like backed up into like the back of the fence, and Harrow just sat down and just waited. This thing was freaking out, like hissing at him. We was like fake lunging at him, and Harrow didn't even budge. Harrow was like, "Dude, are you serious?" And then I had to get him inside. I'm like, "You can't be out here all night."
I gotta be honest, I don't like Harrow's chances with that thing.
Harrow's quick,
is he?
Okay, good.
Okay, good. He's got all his teeth.
He's got teeth.
He's got a full set of teeth.
His nails are way too long.
All right, good for him.
That's on me.
Good for him. House cat? Maybe I'm settled. Maybe like a house.
Beat up a house cat.
I could take a house cat.
A quick animal.
Yeah, but I could take a house cat.
I don't think so, dude.
I could.
They could talk about scratching your house.
Oh, I mean, I'm not saying I'd come out without a scratch on me, but yeah. I could take a house cat. A domestic house cat.
What about a non-kicking kangaroo?
No, dude. I'm not taking my chance with a kangaroo.
It's just going to be fists. Like, it's not going to grab you.
I'm not going to win a boxing match against a kangaroo.
They're so muscular. They're giant muscular
rats.
Not
all of them.
Well,
I might go possum.
Yeah?
I could beat up a possum. Most possum I've seen are dead, but even a live one, I feel like I could take a possum.
Sloths, I feel like, are decent season size.
Sloth? You ever seen the nails on a sloth?
Yeah, but they're not. How fast can they swing at you?
Well, they're not slow. Fast, but if they get into you, look out. They are very slow.
I bet they're strong.
Raptor nails.
Yeah. I bet they're strong and they could scratch your skin off.
Uh-huh. I gotta climb up a tree to go get them? How am I doing that?
Yeah.
No chance.
I don't know.
I think possums are more fierce than you're giving them credit for.
Wiggy's weighing in.
Oh, good. What's Wiggy say?
Flamingo.
True, they get them spindly little
that
legs.
That is true. You could beat up a flamingo.
You can take their legs
I could
out,
snap a
over.
Flamingo's leg.
That's a great point. Maybe
I'd
the flamingo
strangle it by the neck.
One kick legs. To the leg, snap a leg, and then you just choke it out the
right,
little
their
neck.
Knees don't even bend the right way.
No, leave it to Wiggy. He's got it.
That's they have I a could, thin little. Neck.
I could strangle a flamingo like you read about.
Good call. That's a good save.
Murder it in cold pink blood. I could do that so easily. Yeah. Okay. Good one, Wiggy.
Flamingo might be the answer.
We need a Wiggy on this.
Everything else is a little too vicious for me.
Sure, they're vicious flamingos.
Yeah, they got like a hook beak.
Yeah,
they do have like a hook beak. Don't let it get.
Yeah, that's
just
for shrimps. That's all just for shrimps. That's not for fighting.
I got to watch out for my groin region then, apparently. But yeah, other than that, don't peck down there. Not down there.
Classic mix up. Classic mix up.
Okay, what else?
All right.
All right. Last but not least, how many Friday the 13th movies have you seen?
All right, Jones. Let me give you a quick refresh.
Okay.
There are 12
please.
Friday the 13th movies, which again, they're just begging for a 13th Friday the 13th.
They gotta make one.
There
right
hasn't been one since 2009.
Saving up.
There's a big opportunity there. So there's the original, where Kevin Bacon made his film debut.
Oh,
classic. You seen that one?
I don't think I knew Kevin Bacon was in it, but I think I've seen it. Yeah.
Second one came out a year later. Part two.
Okay.
Are you already out?
I don't think I've seen it.
All right, I've seen that one. Then there's part three.
I've actually seen a movie with Jason in it.
Give me the plot points.
All right. Jason's actually like grown up. The first one he's not even in. It's like his mom. His mom's the killer. Sorry.
Spoiler.
The second one, he actually shows up.
I don't think I've seen one Wire to Wire, if I'm being honest. I think I've seen it like on TV.
Is the third one the debut, Nick, of the actual hockey mask? I don't think the hockey mask is in the second one.
No, he had a bag over his head.
He had a bag. That's right. Part three. Then the final chapter. Which was not the final chapter. That was actually the fourth movie.
Okay.
But so Corey Feldman's in that as Tommy
eight
Jarvis.
More chapters. Wow.
Then you have A New Beginning. Then you have Jason Lives. That's part six. The New Blood, part seven. Jason Takes Manhattan.
Oh.
Like the Muppets already did it. So he's like, I'm doing this.
Okay.
That was part
go
eight.
There. You go there for college or something?
no, for killing.
Oh, okay.
You went there for killing.
Got it.
And the pizza. And then the final Friday, also not the final Friday. Was the ninth one. Jason X was 10. That's where they go to space. Freddy versus Jason.
Okay.
Crossing the two. That's fun. That's a good movie.
Sure.
And then they did like a reboot, which was just called Friday the 13th.
Now, what was
slept on? It's a good movie.
I liked it.
Now, Nick, you said
Daniel Pennebaker is in that.
Didn't you ask about another one where you're like, couldn't you technically get to 13? Didn't you say that yesterday?
No, I was asking if Freddy versus Jason was part of that 12.
It is part of the 12.
I see.
So I've seen all of them.
Okay.
I've seen all of them.
Now,
varying degrees of good.
There's like
mostly bad.
There's like three good ones.
We talked about this briefly off the air. My buddy of mine texted me, Bragg.
Wow.
And he said, have you seen A Violent Nature? And does that count?
No, that's not Jason Voorhees.
Oh, it's a different Jason.
Is his name Jason?
I don't know. That's what I thought.
No, so that's not Jason Voorhees, but that is the
he
the
said
movie
it's, a that Jason, came out. It's a Jason movie from the killer's POV.
Yeah, but it's not Jason Voorhees.
Oh, okay. Well, I interpreted it that way. I've definitely
it looks
seen.
Pretty good. I heard it's slow, but I'll give it a rip. Did you watch that one, Nick? It
no,
came out last
on
year.
Shutter,
before.
So I'll give it a go.
Yeah, In Violent Nature, 94 minutes. Also right. on Hulu right now. Canadian slasher film, but no, it's not Jason. He kind of looks kind of like him.
Canadian, like the nicest slasher ever.
Yeah. He's like, excuse me,
you
do you
mind if I murder you, right?
Stab you in the neck with this?
All right. Text line is weighing in on the animals we could beat up, by the way. Y'all are getting taken out by a hedgehog.
A deer?
Yeah, somebody says they
think
they
could
take a deer.
If you have a gun.
Do you think a panda bear is lazy enough to get its ass whooped?
No.
I've seen Kung Fu Panda 1, 2, 3, and maybe
pandas
four.
Are deceivingly dumb.
Are they?
You think you could trick
they
them?
They make you think. Yeah, you see them fall out of trees all the time.
That's true.
But they'll kill you.
But they're so strong, though. Like, once
exactly.
you get them, like,
they're clumsy, that's all.
Yeah, wait, that's
where,
it.
Jones has seen 4 Kung Fu Pandas?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. But he's got a kid.
I've seen all the hotels.
I didn't know there was more than one.
All the Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen all the Kung Fu Pandas. I've maybe seen parts of the one Friday the 13th.
There's an argument to be made because in Kung Fu Panda is a part of this conversation that Jack Black is the biggest box office movie star in the world.
Wow.
Because he's in all these Kung Fu Pandas.
Sure.
He was in all these like Jumanji movies.
Yep.
He's in this Minecraft movie.
Shallow Hal.
Yep. The Tenacious D, Pick a Destiny.
Yep.
Saving Silverman.
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers.
Yep. Like King Kong.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tropic Thunder.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. Add all that up. You might be the biggest box office star.
Mount Rushmore,
Jack Black movies, or just it's Kung Fu Panda 1 through 4. Probably just.
Well, those also make a lot of money.
Probably just the Kung Fu Pandas.
Wiggy says that in A Violent Nature, the guy uses a hook on a chain to kill people.
Spoiler.
Isn't that just I Know What You Did Last Summer? Just minus the chain.
A Violent Nature. Yeah, they are horror movies we're talking about.
Yep, they are. Thank you, Wiggy.
For Jones, I'd go with an amoeba.
Mouse.
Dice also texted Jones.
What's the biggest animal you have killed?
Nothing.
You never killed an animal?
No, an animal? Maybe a bug. Have I killed an animal?
Like a mouse?
No.
Snake?
From a brain-eating amoeba.
No, I haven't killed a mouse or a snake.
The mouse actually kind of bummed me out. I did not want to kill it, but it was like in our old apartment. It was like running around. I'm like, what am I going to do with this? And I had to smash it.
What?
What'd you use?
I'm not saying I've never...
a wiffle ball bat.
I was not proud of myself.
You wiffle ball?
No, I don't blame you.
I had to get rid of that thing.
I would have killed him and started crying.
I was like, dude,
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Right, like Jason Segel killing the pig and saving Sarah Marshall.
I'm like, I'm so sorry, but if you come in and you start chewing up wires and stuff, you're going to cost me a fortune. Oh, it's terrible. I'm not cut out for that life. And I did kill a snake with a shovel at my house, too.
That you took
You actually faced a snake?
With a shovel.
Yeah, I faced it. Eyes closed, swinging a shovel like a lunatic. Yeah, no, but I got it. Oh, it was terrifying.
I've not killed anything like that.
Wow.
I don't even like killing bugs.
What?
I'm not real big on killing anything.
Like a mosquito?
No, a mosquito. Oh, okay. I'm saying. So, like, yeah.
A spider.
What's the thing they saw in the studio the other day? That I'd
Silverfish.
Stomp on. Yeah, I'd stomp on one
oh,
of those.
Oh, those are gross.
Yeah. But, like, a spider? I wouldn't kill a spider.
Well, if it's, like, outside or something, I wouldn't.
Flies in the house? I'm not killing a fly.
You're not killing a fly?
No.
You can't
They
catch
carry
a fly.
Disease. So, if a fly goes and bites your kid,
not
they get sick.
Not only could I catch them, I'm not going to say all the time, but if they're in the house, I'll catch them and let them out. Yeah. Spider, same thing.
Won't they just come back?
So if you just had like mice in your house, you just have the mice just
chilling?
Well,
no, I'm not saying I wouldn't buy a trap, but I wouldn't murder it.
No.
I'd buy a trap to murder it.
I've also moved, I didn't kill these animals, but I had to move a dead groundhog and I had to move several dead bunnies. It was not great. Disgusting. The groundhog must have been 50 pounds, just soaked and like covered in blood.
Dice texted in, Jones, my cat Bruce Wayne would tear you apart.
Bruce Wayne?
He's 30 pounds and hates the world.
Oh, like a big cat.
Yeah,
they're so mean.
I'm out. Okay, there's the 4-pack every Friday here on Jones and
Nailed
Keith.
It.
Thanks for the contributions from Wiggy.
So you haven't seen a Friday the 13th?
I've seen them all. You've
wire
seen
to
one?
Wire to Wire? I don't think I've seen one.
Okay, great.
No, I think I've seen maybe a couple scenes.
Well,
here and
I'm sure there'll be like a marathon on AMC today of all the Friday the 13th. So you can give it a rip.
617-779-7937. Let's get to the Celtics. They're off season next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I reported on my podcast earlier this week. Everybody's available except for Tatum. Shams Charania on Pat McAfee's show today did say essentially the same thing, that besides Tatum, the Celtics are at least listening to offers for everybody out there, whether it's Derek White or Jaylen Brown. Shams said big offers have been made for those guys. How can you not listen? Now, as Shams said, and I've heard as well, I don't think Boston wants to trade Jaylen Brown or wants to trade Derek White. They want to go the Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, Sam Hauser, sorry, route for getting under the second apron.
If I'm Brad, he's untouchable, but go on. Go on.
But ultimately, they want to avoid Brown or White trades. That's what is going around the NBA. That's what everybody's talking about. But teams are making offers, so you at least have to listen. And if somebody comes over the top with some absurd offer on draft night or the day before the draft, maybe that's the route that makes more sense for you to go if it seems like it's too good to be true that it's actually an offer being made to you.
So it's been kind of an interesting cycle the last 48, 72 hours. O'Connor on his own podcast says, yeah, they're listening on pretty much everybody not named Jason Tatum. Then Shams goes on McAfee, and he says, they're focused on moving Holiday, Porzingis, and Hauser. And McAfee says, so everybody but Tatum? And he goes, yeah, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then O'Connor now goes, yeah, I'm kind of hearing the same thing. So it's like this weird back-and-forth vortex of the two of them just kind of repeating the same thing. But the way that O'Connor just said it is what I believe the Celtics are doing. I don't think they're going to move Jaylen Brown. I don't think they're going to move Derek White, but I think they have to listen if they get a good offer. And if a team offers enough, they're open to moving those guys. I believe that. And if they're not doing that, then Brad's not doing his job. And if you think Brad's a good executive, you believe he's doing his job. He should be listening on deals like that. And on the right offer, he should pull the trigger.
Yeah, the Tatum injury opens the door up to probably every possibility. And I think if Danny Ainge was here, we know he'd be listening on everybody. And I think Brad Stevens, even in his couple seasons in charge, he's kind of proven that he'll at least listen on everybody and make some big moves. And so, yeah, I think so, because they have so many guys on their team that could be on the move for a bunch of different reasons, right? Just getting under the second apron, or maybe it's kind of performance. Like, is Porzingis really worth $30 million? Is Drew Holiday really worth what he's being paid and all this stuff? And so once you get a GM on the phone, you might be talking about one player, but then that quickly turns to another player, and then you're like, oh, I didn't even think this was possible. And then you don't even really realize who's available from that other team, and then things change. Like, I think he's going to be as busy as any GM in the entire NBA this summer.
So we've gone through Jalen deals we would do. Like, again, for instance, the Bucks say, we'll give you Giannis for Jalen. Yeah. You have to do that.
Reluctantly, yeah.
Phoenix says, here's Devin Booker. We want Jalen Brown. You do it. Yeah. So we've gone through
And Cooper Flag.
Yeah, Dallas in the number one pick. I wouldn't do it for the number two pick in San Antonio. Same. Dallas, I would. So we've gone through deals where examples
I wouldn't
of,
do it for Durant.
Right,
I wouldn't
me
do
either.
It for, yeah, the two pick's a good one. Yeah.
So we've gone through examples of what it would take to pull the trigger, for me anyway, if I'm Brad Stevens. What would you actually want for Derek White?
Oh, so
that's a hard one. Maybe you just know it when you see it, but like, if you're trading Derek White, and I think you could get a haul for Derek White, you're not getting a haul for Drew Holiday, you're not getting a haul for Porzingis, you're probably not getting a haul for Jalen
Brown.
But
when you say haul, like, I'm not looking for a Mikal Bridges 4 first round pick.
But that's
exchange.
But that's the. I think that's the only reason you'd really trade him, right? Like, are you?
Yeah,
trading
that's
him?
Why he. I haven't even really thought about it, because I think if you trade Derek White, first of all, a team that is a contender would want him.
So they're low picks,
and therefore they wouldn't give up a top guy. This would. It would have to be a three-team deal where you have a bad team in there that is willing to take on the picks,
or maybe,
and then
you
get a good player.
Maybe just four. I mean, you're not going to knock it out of the park like Danny did with the Nets trade, but maybe you do look at it and go, "All right, well, this team can compete for 2 years."
Yeah.
Let's take their pick. But, like, that's the kind of deal I think you would trade Derek White away in, which I'm just not interested in doing either.
No, because I think at the very least you want the year Tatum returns to have Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and him. And probably Peyton Pritchard because of the deal that he has. And then it's up to Brad to sort of figure out the big men that are going to be on that team. Because it won't be Horford. Whether he's here or not this year, it won't be Porzingis. Who knows about, like, Cornette and stuff. So I think you want him coming back to that group and try to make a run at it for another couple of years.
What if Phoenix was like, we'll give you Durant for Derek White?
No, I don't want Durant.
But what about for Derek White?
Yeah, I guess, but like...
I'm not saying Bill Chisholm and the Celtics want to do it money-wise, but just like play it out. That's a player that's available. That would be an attractive piece, I would think.
Well, he's a better player, but I just don't... There's so many more moves that have to happen because you're actually adding money in that scenario.
Right.
So, like, what?
Right, but take the money out of it for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that it's fantasy land, but just work with me. Would you do that trade player for player?
I don't think so. How many more years is Durant going to be good?
Probably not many.
Yeah. So, meaning, like, but I don't know if you'll ever
but
get...
But this kind of makes my point.
So I think I would say no. He's 36. He's going to be 37 for the upcoming season, so he won't play with Tatum until he's 38, so no.
But it would be Jalen and him this year.
Yeah, what's that do? It was.
I don't know. It keeps you in the mix, and you have a good season, and then he's the number three with Tatum and Jalen in 2 years.
Durant and Booker couldn't make the playoffs.
That's a good point.
So I'm out on Durant.
That's a good point. I don't think I'd do that trade either, and I don't even think it's realistic financially
to
play the game.
Just for giggles.
So I think the reason you would even trade Derek White is for a bunch of draft picks and a haul in that regard, maybe some young players as well. I'm with you. I'm not interested in that kind of deal, which is why I wouldn't trade White. But I would listen on Derek White, and if I get blown away, I'd trade him.
It just seems like you're rebooting too much. Like, because I still think there's a window for the, let's call it the, 27, 28, 29 seasons. Right? Like, next year is going to be, all right, what can you do? Like, just Jaylen Brown, do the best you can, try to make the playoffs. Try to be like my guy Scottie Pippen the year Jordan was playing baseball. Just do the best you can. But then when Tatum comes back, you guys need to be really, really good. And so, I don't know. I'm hanging on to those guys because those would be the two that really kind of like bridge that gap.
Is game four tonight it is, right?
Yeah.
So that's a quick turnaround for the NBA. Good for them.
Yeah,
they're right back out there. I was actually thrown a little off
kind of crazy. Yeah, they play tonight and then... what is it, Sunday?
Yeah, that sounds right.
No, Monday.
There you go.
They took the weekend actually, off. Actually, there we go. There's the NBA.
That actually sounds more right. Yeah. Well, they got to go all the way to Oklahoma City.
That's true.
We'll see if Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift pop up at any NBA Finals game.
I hope so.
I'd wager on it. Yep. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your Celtics thoughts there. We'll also reset the Red Sox and the Yankees. Is there an actual little teensy, eensy, weensy bit of buzz to this rivalry? We'll do that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.